I am really happy to be here. I am a nurse, and I've been a nurse for 35 years, and my passion is skin cancer prevention, and I'm going to talk to you about a product that I developed for the foundation that I started here in Hingham, Massachusetts. So I have no relationships to disclose, but I do have relationships with the people that are in this video. So this video focuses on a young woman by the name of Glenna Cole, who grew up in Mashpee, Massachusetts, and she is a self-professed tanning addict, and we'll talk about that in this video. She developed melanoma at 18 years of age and relapsed with that disease at 22 years of age. She had come to the dermatology practice that I worked in, and that's how I came to know Glenna. And Glenna would come out with me to teach other nurses about her tanning addiction and her melanoma diagnosis. And a number of years ago, she allowed me to videotape her while she was on interferon therapy so that I could use that in the schools on the days that she wasn't well enough to come with us. And I did that. And she shared her struggle with not being able to tan anymore, as well as going through melanoma. And she relapsed. And she developed metastatic disease. And the week that she had relapsed and was found out that she did have multiple areas of metastatic disease, she was on a program to speak at a nursing conference here in Massachusetts to school nurses, and she still came. And Glenna died of metastatic melanoma at 26 years of age. And I think that this project is a real tribute and honor to her, and I believe that she had a real role in the development of this video. In 2011, here in Boston on Chronicle, Heather Unroe did a piece on melanoma for Melanoma Monday, and she featured the video that I had shot. Now, mind you, my video was really home video. At that time, I realized that I could repurpose the video that I had shot and maybe develop something that was better, more appealing, more appropriate for kids now in 2013. So we developed the Glenna's Gift project, and this video project was supported by a local family foundation here, the Sala Foundation. What we tried to do was to create a peer-to-peer educational health video using a reality TV approach. I hired a local cinematographer who is an award-winning cinematographer, and he said, if you're going to do this project and you're going to do it for kids, it should be only kids in the video. You are too old to be in this video. So we chose to do that, and we've got four different segments, which I'll tell you about, but it's all young people that are in it. And we really developed this as an opportunity to go into the schools so we can use it in the classroom. But what I try to do is not to tell kids what to do, but to allow kids to think about what they do and see what they think about it. So that's what this video was developed to do. But it's also online, so teachers anywhere in the world can use it. We also wanted to use the video project and to really determine what the health needs were of the kids. So again, the cinematographer said, you know, you're too old to know what kids want. And I do have young kids, but we often do develop things when we don't really have a finger on the pulse. So what we did is for 2 years, we took different renditions of this video into the classroom and we asked the kids, what works, what doesn't work? What do you like, what don't you like? And I'll share you what they told us. And again, we're designed this to utilize it in high schools along with a discussion guide. And there's a section here where high school kids react to Glenna's story, which is the discussion starter. I want to tell you, just because I think it's important, about indoor tanning and teens, because I think it's important. You probably know that there's a youth risk behavior survey that's done in high schools, and in 2009 they added a question about tanning. Out of that survey in 2011, they found out that 14% of freshmen, and that's white, non-Hispanic girls, 14% of freshman girls in the United States in that population were indoor tanning, but by senior year that was 44%. So it's a really important time to teach kids about the hazards of indoor tanning or to get them to think about it. The other thing in that survey showed was that in terms of frequent tanners, which meant tanning more than 10 times a year, 44% of the freshman girls who tanned were doing it more than 10 times a year, and 68% of the seniors. Any tanning, indoor tanning exposure increases your risk of developing melanoma by about 75%. This is a chart that came from the SEER database, and it shows children and the development of melanoma, kids less than 20, all races, both sexes, from 1975 to 2009. And I think that you can agree that this disease is going up in children. And in my experience as an oncology nurse, it's a disease we are not paying attention to. Melanoma, a recent report by Wang in the American Pediatric Association Journal in April showed a 2% increase in melanoma annually from 1975 to 2009. Of interest was the fact that they found that in the northern latitudes, it was increasing 10 times faster than southern latitudes. And what are people doing in the northern latitudes? They're sunburning. We expose ourselves way too much. This is important, I think, if you're a nurse or if you're a public health person. I'm an oncology nurse. I worked at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. I know how many cases of pediatric cancer there are approximately a year. So you can see in, this is just from the WONDER database, so this is not all of the cases, but this shows about 9,000 cases of pediatric cancer, and you can see that, in both sexes, it's 13,000 cases of pediatric cancer in this database, and 331 cases are melanoma. And that's important, but if you look at the different segments of that pediatric population, if you look at girls, you can see that girls between the ages of 15 to 19 develop the majority of melanoma. About 50% of melanomas are in the girls between 15 and 19 years of age. And if you look at that chart, you can also see that girls have twice the risk of developing melanoma than boys do. And that reverses as we age. So something's going on. These numbers, of course, are too small. But I think that exposures to UV rays in childhood among girls is something that's going on. So this Glenn is Gift video, we have different sections. When we went into the classroom, we did focused interviews with over 1,000 kids. We used a tool to look at information, motivation, presentation, general design, and dissemination. We opened the classroom, discussion, and we had kids talking to us. I'm going to show you a little bit of these clips for... When we did this video, different kids told us different things, but all of the kids were very touched by Glenna, and they kept telling us they wanted more of Glenna. We had students in one of the high schools react, and this is just a little piece of the student reaction.
Because she's so relatable in this video, if you wanted to watch the video to show how it relates to others.
So we found that the kids really vacillated from empathy to denial. We wanted to keep that in because we're trying to discuss the social aspects of tanning. Many of the high school kids didn't like that these kids were talking so flippantly after watching Glenna, but that's reality. We also took a dermatologist to teach undergrad about melanoma detection. So these are just little clips to give you an idea of what the kind of things that we incorporated. And this is a BU undergrad who worked with us, and she talks about safe alternatives.
There's so many different ways that you could get tan nowadays. You could have, you know, tanning cloths that they have. You could have spray tans. Many different things that don't put you at risk for having melanoma. cancer or wrinkles or any of the other things.
So our video is a 10-minute video that we use in the schools, but some of the lessons that we learned was that when we went in the classroom and we asked the kids to help us with developing this video, we engaged them. We had teachers telling us, that child has never spoken all year. There are kids talking here about tanning, and I couldn't get them to talk about discussions about HIV. This is really exciting. We had kids telling us, this is like reality TV, but we know that it's real. We know Jersey Shore is staged. This is real, and this really touches us. We found that there were gender differences. The girls really liked, which wasn't a big surprise, the emotional aspects of Glenna's story. The boys said the most important things that were in our video was the ABCDEs of melanoma. And when guys die twice as often of melanoma than girls, I was really happy to hear that. And the discussion started that we created and had different faculty look at, they also thought was a wonderful way to jumpstart a discussion in the classroom. So the full-length video is available on our website at melanomaprevention.org, and that'll take you, it'll be a link that'll take you to YouTube, or you can just go to YouTube and ask for Glenna's, put in Glenna's gift, and you can see the 10-minute video. I would love to hear back from you. You can contact me through the website. And just one last thing, there are also two books that you can see on this video that we have on this web page that we've developed, one with U.S. Sailing and the other one with the EPA Sunwise program. And they're free downloads on Amazon and Kindle. And it's very inexpensive to create these books. We put them up and kids all over the country are downloading them. And last month we had 400 books downloaded, just one book. So I thank you for your time and attention.